This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
A lot of green, which is my favorite color, and double-digit green, no less. And it's all started with the Chinese newspaper called the South China Post. Overnight, reported some very positive developments, U.S.-China trade. It's one thing for Trump to talk about it, but when they're talking about it, that's the markets take a listen. Just some positive stuff that they're going to cement maybe a trade deal when they meet in Beijing in the beginning of April. And it's all good news. And the market liked what it heard, and it gapped higher and has maintained the gains here with only about 16 minutes left. March beans up 14, March wheat up 15, and March corn up about 4. What's not to like? If you look at these charts, technically impressive action today. Should the beans close here, it'd be the highest close they've had going back to early December and coming off their lows, the 2026 lows by a dollar. That's a good sign.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn up 3.75 at 4.31 1/4. March soybeans up 13 1/4 at 11.37 1/4. March soybean meal up 4.90 at 3.07.90. March soybean oil up 49 cents at 57.54. Chicago wheat up 15 1/4 at 5.52 1/2. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 15 1/2 at 5.54 even. On the Merck, February live cattle up 15 cents at 242.50. March feeders down $1.72 at 365.72. April lean hogs down 202 at 91.82. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.